21강 편의시설 이용 기출 예제 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 주문할 식탁을 고르시오.
Honey, look at this website. There's a big sale on dining tables.
Really? Let's get one. Ours is old.
It is. Which one do you think we should get?
I think we need a table for at least four people.
Right. We can have visitors and dine together.
We should decide our price range.
Well, we can't afford a table over $500.
Then these models are within our budget.
I like marble tables. They look more stylish than wood.
I agree. Now we have just two options left.
Which color shall we choose? How about brown?
That won't match our wallpaper very well.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. Let's buy the other one.
Okay, I'll order it now.
1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
This coffee smells very good. I think they use very fresh coffee beans.
I think so, too. I like the atmosphere as well as the coffee here.
Me too. How often do you come to this cafe?
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ms. Atkins, you've worked out every day since you got a membership at this fitness center.
Yes, I want to lose weight, so I'm exercising really hard.
That's good. But exercising really hard without resting your body can have negative effects.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, shoppers. I hope you're enjoying your shopping experience here at Ericsson Shopping Mall. I'm the mall manager with an announcement. Ericsson Shopping Mall has a childcare center for shoppers with children. The center has a nursing room for infants ages 3 or younger, and a playroom for children from 4 to 10 years old. There are 5 childcare specialists to take care of the children, so shoppers can feel at ease shopping while their kids are being looked after. Use of the center is free, and the operating hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We at Ericsson Shopping Mall always do our best to improve our shoppers' experience. Thank you.
4번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, everyone. I'm reporter Michael Collins of One Minute Thought. When we go to restaurants or stores nowadays, we often see kids running around and fooling around. They sometimes bump into other people or are very disruptive. We can also see adults violating public etiquette on the streets or in parks. All of this is evidence that our society is not providing people with sufficient education on public behavior. I'd like to suggest that schools and companies strengthen public etiquette education programs. To build an orderly and peaceful society, we need more well-mannered people. That's my one-minute thought for today.
5번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Kathy, what are you doing?
Oh, Mr. Taylor, I'm making a dinner reservation for a meeting this Friday. I found this picture of the restaurant on the internet.
Wow, it looks nice. There's a grand piano on the stage.
Yes, they have a live piano performance every evening.
Great. The chandelier with flower-like lights on the ceiling is beautiful.
Definitely. And the trees painted on the left wall are really nice, aren't they?
Yes, they add to the coziness of the restaurant. Which table have you reserved for us?
It's this long rectangular table at the far right.
Oh, great. I'm glad it's by the window.
Yeah, it has a great view of the city.
Right. You chose a really good restaurant. Mom, I lost my wallet.
Oh, no. Where?
On the way to the movie theater. I think I left it on the bus.
Are you sure you left it on the bus?
I'm positive. I had it when I got on the bus, and then I couldn't find it when I got to the movie theater.
I see. It might have fallen out of your pocket on the bus.
Yeah, so I called the lost and found at the bus company, but it wasn't there.
What did you have in your wallet?
My student ID and a little bit of cash.
It's good you didn't have much money in it. I guess you'll have to apply for a new ID, though.
Yes, but I just found out that I don't have an ID photo. I'm going out to get one taken now.
Hurry up. The photo studio closes at 8 p.m.
Okay, I'm going now.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 내일 오후에 세차를 할 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Honey? I think you should wash your car. It's really dirty.
I know. I've been so busy that I haven't had time to go to the car wash. I'm planning to go next week.
How about going tomorrow morning? It's Saturday.
Well, I'm afraid I'll have to go into work in the morning.
Do you have a meeting?
No, I just have some paperwork to finish.
Then you can stop by the car wash on your way home in the afternoon.
I thought of that, but the car wash is closed tomorrow afternoon.
Really? But that's unusual. They're open every day, aren't they?
Yes, but when I called them to find out their Saturday hours, they told me that they're not open tomorrow afternoon for machine repairs.
I see.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello, Peter.
Hey, Maria. Long time no see. Do you have some clothes that need to be worked on?
Yes. Actually, my son's school uniform jacket. The sleeves and shoulders need to be shortened. How much will that cost?
Shortening the sleeves will be $5 and the shoulders $20.
That seems like a lot for the shoulders.
All right, I'll give you a $5 discount for the shoulders.
Thank you. I also need these jeans fixed. They have a big hole here.
It's quite large. That'll cost $10 to fix.
Sounds good. And I'd like to get my name sewn on this scarf. How much is it?
It's $15, but since you're a regular customer, I'll do it for $10.
I really appreciate that. Here's the money.
Thank you. Everything will be ready on Thursday.
9번. 대화를 듣고 더 히스토릭 포스트 오피스에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Honey, come have a look at this website. We can have your father's retirement party here.
Oh, it looks great. The name of the building is the Historic Post Office?
Yeah, it was used as a post office until 1986, But now people can rent it for events like celebrations.
Until 1986? It must be really old.
Indeed. It's over 100 years old. It was built in 1914.
Wow. I wonder how expensive it is to rent.
Let's check. I guess we'd need a medium-sized room.
Here, it'd be $200. That's not bad.
Definitely. What else should we check?
My relatives from out of town will be driving in. Will they have a hard time?
Good point. Let me see. Oh, it's located in Hampton, and it has a parking lot.
Sounds great. Let's make a reservation now. Grandpa, look at this flyer. It's about summer art classes at Rosemary Community Center.
Oh, did you get it for me?
Yes, I know you're interested in art. How about taking one of these classes?
Great idea. Let me see. I'd prefer a weekday class rather than a weekend one.
Then that eliminates this one. How about this class?
I don't think I can take it. I have an exercise class from 10 to 11 every morning.
I see. So among the three remaining classes, which one looks best?
Well, I'd rather not take sculpting. I'm not very interested in that.
Then you're down to these two classes. Which one would you like to take?
Since this class is intermediate, I'll go for the other one.
Sounds great.
11번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, could you come here and help me?
Sure, what's up?
The washing machine isn't filling with water. I think there's something wrong with the water hose.
Let me see. Whoa, the water in the hose is completely frozen.
Oh no, that's not good.
It's because it's been so cold these days, and today is the coldest day.
Is there anything that we can do? We have lots of dirty clothes to wash.
We can try pouring some hot water onto the hose to melt the frozen water, but that'll take a long time, and I'm not even sure if that'll work.
Then what should we do? We need clean socks and underwear for tomorrow.
Well, I wonder if there are some washing machines we can use somewhere nearby.
12번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 애니 택배 기사에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Anne orders some shampoo from an online shop. When the delivery man shows up at her house with her package, he says that he noticed something leaking from the box and asks her to check the contents before he leaves. She opens the box and notices the plastic shampoo bottle is damaged and leaking. Anne would like to send the shampoo back to the shop, and she would like the delivery man to take it with him. In this situation, what would Anne most likely say to the delivery man?